Rare Billboard Top 40 artist correction for yours truly. I said Bonnie Pointer earlier, and it is Anita Ward. Mm-hmm. And so I stand corrected, and I don't know, probably an old man moment or such. But we got to get Moonshot, new Moonshot for the show. Why is Coach Wiggins not ringing the bell? Why has, when it comes to local celebrities, those who had an impact when it comes to the dynasty,
who continue to have an impact on Boston media?
Why has
you guys talking about Andy Hart?
Why has Jerome Wiggins not rang the bell yet? Been the keeper of the light.
I'm in no rush
Huh?
I'm in no rush.
What do you mean you're in no rush? Are you saving it for
saving it for a good game,
for an impactful game?
Okay. Because if I'm gonna make the trek down to Gillette,
oh, here we go.
Yeah.
So you would be offered the honor of being the keeper of the light, and you would make it all about driving down there. To be fair,
I'd stay at the Renaissance. Bing, you get up Monday morning, you're already right there.
That is true. I would probably do that. Good call, Curtis. Bingo. Bingo. Right. So I can ring it.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to talk to Ty Law coming up on a Ty Tuesday about the New England Patriots and about the rest of the NFL. Courtney has mentioned it multiple times this morning, but the Tyreek Hill injury, rather disturbing last night.
I saw a few people tweeting to, like, please stop reposting it because it looks so tight. Yeah, like, that's something I hate is seeing something. Slow-mo. Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, look, his leg was going in a different direction.
I think you can, you probably had it penciled in that way anyway, but you can probably pencil both of the Jets games in as a W. For this New England Patriots football team.
They're at five wins now.
Yeah.
Because they're going to beat the Jets. The sole game against the Dolphins at home, they'll win. And then two against the Jets, they're already at five wins.
Yeah. Yeah, they should be able to beat the Jets.
I mean, really, I heard Jones and Keefe talking about this, I think it was yesterday. Really, there's only four games that left on the schedule that you don't look at and say, these are a win.
The Bills.
I mean, yeah, you got the Bills.
The Bucks.
The Bucks could be one.
Bucks.
Then
the
Bills
again. The Falcons is a coin toss.
Then the Bills again.
Yeah, Bills and Bills.
Ravens. Yeah.
And Bucks. That's really cool.
Well, and Ravens only if Lamar Jackson's playing.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the Bengals game is now no longer, should be very much in your favor because Joe Burrow shouldn't be playing for that.
Oh, yeah. Curtis could be right. What'd you say, 10 wins, Curtis?
I did, yep.
Curtis had Pats at 10 wins, and he had the Red Sox in the World Series, so he's got to get a win tonight.
Still alive, baby.
Got to get a win tonight.
Let's do it.
All right, back to the rest of today's news.
Well, the mayor of Methuen has declared a war on human trafficking after another spa got shut down for just that.
There's another spa that is doing untoward things up there in Methuen?
Correct. Okay. Mayor DJ Beauregard said he will create a human trafficking task force to take care of this. Here he is on WCVB.
That we need to eradicate these terrible crimes and the individuals, the evil doers who are actually carrying these out, getting them the hell out of our city.
It's true.
Can I ask a naive question?
There's no naive questions.
How does one know when they're going to one of these places that you can ask for the service?
I have this question as well.
Does word make its way around, or like
I think that's probably it.
Usually, from what I've been told, is there's some stars or something on a menu. You know how sometimes when you walk by the spas and they have a few things printed on the window.
Okay,
you know, like if you're walking,
it's not a Chinese food place. Like
I believe the spa
extra peppers
in Jupiter that we all know about had some type of thing written on the window that if you knew
Swingers and pineapples
yes, like there's like three stars or something.
I just think it must be very awkward for the guy when he's trying to ask the question, like I'm sure it backfires oftentimes when you're at a legitimate place, like
I think once you walk in you know. And I don't think he's asking the question. I think it's being more asked to him.
Yeah. I mean,
I think you kind of know.
So you just wait for it to be offered.
I think you kind of know when you walk into, like, you know when you're getting a massage from a reputable place versus it's kind of a little bit shady here.
Here's a 407 text on the Subaru of New England text line. that says it's the vibe, Greg. Like, you get the vibe when you go into the place. All right. Well, this is good by the mayor of Methuen to try to clean things up.
Correct.
Yeah.
I hate to do this next story, but an independent auditor found that the mayor of Everett, Carlos Di Maria, who we've had on this program before.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Wiggy. Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, what a big shot.
Yeah.
You didn't like him.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, maybe. You had a real problem with him.
When you say good morning, Greg, good morning, Wiggy, good morning, gentlemen, it's like, I'm invisible.
Good morning, Greg, good morning, Wiggy, good morning, gentlemen.
He was paid an additional $31,000 in 2023 for a cost of living adjustment.
How much?
$31,000.
Yeah. That's a good cost of living adjustment.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, in this economy, groceries are
expensive.
Yep.
Shameless.
That is true. In this economy, here is Everett City Councilor Robert Van Kampen on WCBB.
Again, another concerning payment. Not sure why a cost of living adjustment of that magnitude was essentially paid out without any real transparency, any accountability.
You see the home prices nowadays? I mean, I get it. New roof going to go.
31,000 is a lot, though. It's gonna
a lot.
That's a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Normally, isn't it like 31 cents?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it used to be. Like 2-3% was the annual cost of living increase. They should probably change that too.
Yeah, because I think that's still it.
I think most places go by that. But it
I think it's like now 20% at least.
What do you mean?
The cost of living. What's the word I'm looking for?
Increase.
Inflation. Like, yeah, it's like ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, Courtney, you'll find out as a new homeowner. It's ridiculous.
I'm finding out.
2% does nothing for you.
All right, what are we doing?
And now.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I mean, that's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. What are we doing?
LB, what are you doing?
On WEEI.
What are we doing? All right.
Okay, Curtis, we listened to everything that happened yesterday, and time for you to ask a question about the point that we have reached as a society, and that question is, what are we doing?
So I'm going to need a lot of help. That's usually every day, but more so right now. There is an AI actress. Her name, I don't know if it's gendered, but is Shikoya. And Shikoya, AI actress, is nearing a deal with an elite Hollywood talent agency. The founder of the studio says he thinks Shikoya will be the next Scarlett Johansson or Johansson.
It's Johansson.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the soft J.
Yeah.
Or isn't she married to Colin Jost? That's a lot of weird J's. Or Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
Wait, so they have created an AI actress that they believe will be as popular as Natalie Portman.
Correct.
And they're going to do a talent agency deal with the AI actress.
Correct.
So actors that are human are calling on other actors that are with this talent agency to quit should the agency align itself with the AI actress. I have so many questions.
There are many questions about it. So would you be able to watch a film? That's her,
yes.
I'm assuming, right now on Twitch or on YouTube. Would you be able to watch a film that she was starring in, knowing that she's not real, and still get the same entertainment factor from the movie?
I think the scary thing is a lot of people are going to go into these movies not knowing it. And if you have she and Vince Vaughn in a movie, you're going to just assume that she's this popular actress that's on the come up. Like Emily Blunt was speaking about this, I saw, and she was saying this is terrifying for actors everywhere because it just shows if this works, what's their job?
Well,
Wait, how do they do it? Well, hold on.
The CGI?
Yeah, they've done this. They've been doing this for decades.
Yeah,
it's like called CGI.
We've talked about these. There are OnlyFans models who aren't real, who are AI generated, that make tons of money. Already.
They only exist on a screen.
Yeah,
like that's the whole thing. Like people have been doing this for years. Whether it's Who Framed Roger Rabbit or whatever.
No, that's completely different. That's not the same thing, Shine. Like this is going to be a feature film. Like and you're going to assume that it's an actress. It's not.
Yeah, but Greg, there's been a million kids' movies that do this with Sonic the Hedgehog
anime.
Like James Marsden isn't standing there talking to an actual hedgehog.
Right.
Shine.
Right.
Come on, you get the
difference. He's not.
Like, you don't get the difference.
There is no difference, Greg.
Yeah.
It's just acting.
I get it. People might not feel sorry for, you know, Emily Blunt or whoever you say, like whoever Emily, the actor or actress is, but they're going to be replaced by
yeah, but they can't be. Shime's making
artificial
a good,
intelligence.
You have to, the actor, the human actor, has to be opposite the CGI.
No, we don't. So the
it's
whole just, thing.
So it's all AI. There, so Vince
yeah,
Vaughn
so then
won't
the
be
entire
in
movie will
yes.
be AI.
So correct. Then it'll be like correct. An anime movie.
Yeah, that's right. There's no difference than
no,
an animated
it'll be
movie.
Like a feature film that stars actors or actresses that are all artificial intelligence.
What's that's the difference in between that and Demon Slayer, which I just saw two right. weeks ago? Nothing.
Demon Slayer, I don't know anything about Demon Slayer.
It's an anime. It's just animated. That's yeah. the whole thing. And it's just like voiced by people.
Okay, yeah. But you understand the difference between an animated film and a feature film in which people go and watch actors
film.
Or actresses act. Like, do you understand the difference?
It is a feature film, Greg.
But, yeah. but does Demon...
Chime, I know, I think you're just trying to be
no,
difficult.
No, Greg, you're not making any
Wiggy's
sense.
On
what do you mean
me?
I'm not?
I don't
Wiggy's
get on the
same page ask anybody in the room. Am I making
yeah,
sense?
Yeah, I'm trying to look up Demon Slayer. Like, does it look like a cartoon?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the difference here. Because, yes,
but but there's CGI that isn't necessarily cartoonish.
I agree with you. But is it going to be a movie where it's Vince Vaughn opposing this AI actress? And in that case, that actress is taking roles away.
But they do that now
but
anyways.
No, because there's not a hedgehog who's out there at casting calls.
No, what?
That's what I'm saying.
There's a movie. He's talking about Sonic the Hedgehog, which
yes.
I've seen.
Well,
the
like
three
Avatar
of them.
Way of Water is just going to be
right.
a fully AI movie.
But there's
AI
not an Avatar.
Now.
What are we talking about? Like, this is a real person.
Yeah,
like,
can I
it's
jump
going,
in here quickly?
Yeah, who's a real person?
This actress is going to present as a real person, which is taking away roles from real people. There is not avatars out there that are doing casting calls. They're, like, that's fake.
But
we all know that's fake.
But Courtney, our point is that if she is an AI generated, Vince Vaughn can't do a movie with her unless it's like CGI.
Right.
Like, that's the whole point.
What part are you missing?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean Vince Vaughn can't do a movie with
her? She's not
going to
be standing in front of him.
Right.
Yes, that's what they're doing. They
no,
are...
Greg, this isn't a robot. It's AI generated, which means
yes.
it's in a screen.
But I don't get what you guys are missing. The actors and actresses are stressed about this because this person is presenting as a human being. So they're taking...
Right.
They're taking money out of their
but
pockets.
We're not talking about that.
That is what
but
we're talking about.
But that's the whole purpose
yeah,
of
but
it.
We're talking about it's already being done.
But not
it's
in this
not.
Way.
It's not.
Wiggy.
It's being done with
we
animals.
We wouldn't do it as a news story.
In cartoons.
It's like, do you know what we're doing? Like, it's a giant news story. The AI-generated actress is about to sign a major
right.
Hollywood deal.
And
it's
tell me
being
the
done.
Other AI actress or actor that signed a deal with a talent agency.
No, but I guess...
So it's not being
no,
done
No,
all
but
the
what
time.
What Shime what Shime is
no,
saying...
We get that it's been done. We get CGI.
No,
we understand the whole thing.
So how are you having a human, a real human, interact with an AI?
CGI.
But so hold on. How does an AI... Who gets paid for the AI?
Whoever created it.
Right.
Oh, exactly. So it's basically like they're the new actor. That's exactly what it is.
But they're not actually an actor.
It's the same
would
thing.
Would you feel the same way if Len Laird walked in here this morning and said, we found an AI Shime? Would you feel the same way?
An AI
would
can't dress up as a furry Greg, that'd be a dumb thing to do.
Would you have the same energy?
Yeah. Like, it's not... Somebody is getting paid for the AI, therefore they are essentially the new actor.
But right. that, so it's taking the talent out of acting.
Maybe
yes.
that,
yes.
that might
yes.
be
yes.
maybe nope. if the AI is actually any good. But like it's just shifting it from one person's getting paid instead of another. Right.
So
like,
Vince Vaughn's still going to have to act.
If one new
the...
actor
yes.
comes up and an
right.
old actor fades
Emily
away,
Blunt
it's the same
that's going
thing.
Going to get these big roles.
Right.
It's an AI.
But,
it's an AI illusion.
Right. It's the CGI. Right. The difference.
Yeah.
The thing I that
CGI
we
guys
are
get paid
on
more.
Such different.
Yeah,
we're circling.
I mean, we are circling the block like crazy.
Name a movie with a blockbuster Hollywood actor. In which the actress that was starring in it with him, across from him, was AI generated. I'll wait.
Yeah, it hasn't. Greg, it's just different.
Yeah.
It's the same thing as when CGI became popular.
Yeah, I know.
You started paying the engineers who created the CGI. In this instance, you're just paying the person who generates the AI.
Do you see, though, how this is a slippery slope where if this becomes very popular and very successful, that if I am a big Hollywood exec, I'm like, well, if I can pay this animated nothing way less than I can pay a Vince Vaughn or an Emily Blunt, then let's go.
But that's
that
not going to happen.
It could.
It is.
But no, because those people who generate the AI are going to demand the same amount of money as an actor. Like,
well,
that's the whole point.
They're not famous.
You can make, they can make, but if you want, they can make 100 of these.
Okay, stop one second. One second. So Warner Brothers, which has got more money than God, removes all the money they spend on actors, and they create their own AI people, and then there's no middleman.
So then it's
so
just
who's getting the person getting paid are their new engineers?
No, it's the company that paid it.
Yes, because they have hired new engineers to create the AI, Curtis.
Right,
the people at Warner Brothers right now can't just go out and create an AI human being.
I fear for you. Like, you are fine with being replaced by a robot.
No. Greg, a robot can't be me.
This is what happens when these kind of... Like, you just stand there, and the troops are, like, rolling in with the tanks, and you're doing nothing about it. Like, the robots
are
coming.
What are you talking
about?
They're
coming at
they're not a robot. It's not a robot. It is a face on a screen.
Speaking of which,
they're not tangible. They're not tangible things. Like, this actress is never going to be a person.
They are suggesting that this is going to be the next Natalie Portman. The next sentence is, we don't need Natalie Portman anymore.
Right.
Like, you get that part?
But yes, because, Greg, what happens when a young up-and-coming actress comes in? The older actresses sometimes tend to fade away. It's the same idea.
I disagree. So, I mean, so, Meryl Streep, ever heard of her?
So wait a second. So the whole movie is going to be AI actors.
I don't know. I think it's going to be.
But that's. But see,
it's going
it will
to be, a
be eventually.
No,
do you
no,
understand?
No,
eventually.
No,
it's
because
not just,
so dead.
We don't talk about these things, and it's one case. Do
but
you
the problem
that?
you got to understand, and I understand what Chime's saying. AI and a lot of actors do things that are off script, that are improv.
Right.
So an AI can't improv with an actual human actor.
Yeah.
So there has to be a human actor element that is real. So there has to be a Vince Vaughn standing across
really
from...
There really doesn't. That's the scary thing.
No, but Greg, if there doesn't, then it becomes a whole AI-generated movie.
But you wouldn't know
that's
the difference.
That's what it's going to become. Do you
get
it?
Greg did a lead a month ago about a band that people were listening to thinking they could see on tour and they were AI. Like that.
Yeah, until they have to go on tour.
But that's what
I'm
saying.
And then they don't exist.
You won't know the difference. You won't know the difference.
You will... Listen.
You'll know the difference when the Oscars rolls around and there's nobody showing up.
Say goodbye to the Oscars.
Right.
That's not going to happen anymore.
Keep buying into this stupid AI stuff that we even got to talk about. It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
Guys are so old.
It is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah, for helping people write papers.
I fear for you.
Yeah.
I feel like
you're
so naive on this. Like, you're going to be
the last.
The fact
that you think that
you're
going to
be the last. You're going to show up here, and it's going to be all robots, and they're going to go, "Hey, Wig, sorry, forgot to tell you, you've been replaced by AI Wiggins."
No, like, when the robots show up,
I hate to. Break
I don't
it
know
to
when
you.
That'll be 2,000 years, but we'll
the
be
end
long
of this
gone.
Year. Like, no. It's coming.
Years.
You have to be. AI cannot interact.
So many great AI podcasts.
Like, we are going back and forth. AI cannot do that.
Yes, they can.
That is the future.
AI can do anything.
No, they can't. No, they can't. AI cannot go.
They become so smart that they, on their own, decide that they need to eliminate humans.
No.
Have you not paid any attention?
And you
want to
know something? The AI can't grab anything. They can't interact with a set or on location. It's this funny thing. They can't grab stuff. They're only on a screen. So, like, you have to make
AI,
the entire movie CGI or animated.
They can grab an AI-generated item.
And you want to know who can't? If you want to actually have a real actor in it, then you can't. Otherwise, it just becomes an animated movie. It's
Bingo.
The same thing.
And there are animated movies that actually look like real people.
You guys are unbelievable.
Like what?
I'm going to have to Google them.
Okay.
It's the movie. What's the movie with the...
A tester says AI can absolutely improv with human beings. Like, it's crazy. Like, they can take all of these jobs. What do you mean how? Like,
yeah, I don't.
Have you seen the we play the robot
videos? You keep saying
the robot videos,
and I see them. They're like little robot dogs or robot humans.
Not this actress. Like, do you see this actress? Show her again, Mitch.
Yeah, she's on a screen.
She's on a screen.
She's not real. Yeah. You can't touch her.
We know she's not real. Right. Thank you.
But it's going to be acting in the film. That's why a Hollywood talent agency is paying millions for her.
I actually want to credit The Room because it's impossible to talk for 10 minutes on one subject and feel further away from any sort of understanding than we do now.
I'll tell you what. It's terrifying. All right. Well, that is what are we doing. This is Eddie in the car. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys, listen, let's just make a point here. They're trying to eliminate all of us. They're taking Uber drivers now. They're going to make Uber no people in the car.
Correct.
Except there's going to be no driver.
Yep.
And you're saying they can't interact. Oh, they're going to be able to interact. And how many drivers does Uber have? They're putting all those drivers out of business. I have a problem with the government allowing this because, honestly, don't we all need to work to be productive? How in the world does the human race continue on if these guys are going to replace every one of us with artificial intelligence?
Yeah.
Honestly, how?
Yeah. Well, to be fair, the Uber drivers suck in the fast lane.
Can't replace that call with AI.
It's honestly, and I feel like it's like the Chinese are landing, they're parachuting in, and Wiggy and Scheim are there cheering them on the beach. Like,
what are you talking about?
Like,
there was a.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, yay, the Chinese came here. What's the big deal?
More content.
You're equating another country to AI generated things.
Yeah. Go watch the movie.
I'm equating to the human race being replaced, brah.
They're not being replaced, bro.
All right.
Go watch the movie Beowulf with
great movie.
Ray Weinstein and Angelina Jolie. That was pretty much all AI.
My pronunciation of Johansson was a really bad harbinger of what was to come.
All right. Anyway, let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. Monday Night Football saw the Broncos beat down the Bengals 28-3, and the Dolphins beat the Jets 27-21. Dolphins win, a tough one for Tyreek Hill, who went down with a knee injury. Not only did he dislocate the knee, but he tore a bunch of ligaments, including his ACL. He'll undergo surgery today. The big news around here yesterday came from the Red Sox, with Alex Cora announcing that Lucas Giolito will not be on the wild card roster for the Sox versus Yankees. Here's Alex Cora.
Lucas, he's not going to be on the roster. He's been battling with his elbow the last few days, and today he went to see Dr. Dugas. So, hopefully it's nothing major, but he won't be ready for this one.
That series kicks off tonight, 6:08. First pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Lou Maloney, Will Middlebrooks, and Will Fleming are on the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:08 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive-away event. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. We want your help. Notes, go on the Odyssey app, click that little microphone and leave one for us now. We'll be right back.